This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So the first makah in this week's parsha is Arba, locust. But it's not so simple, because the locusts were told to do one thing, and they did something else. They didn't listen. Pasuk says, V'chisa asein ha'aretz, v'lo yuchal lerot et ha'aretz, v'achal et yeter ha'pleita ha'nesheret lachem in ha'barad, v'achal et kol ha'etz. Eat all the trees. The locusts were given specific instruction. Eat the tree. So what did the locusts do? V'yochal et kol esev ha'aretz, v'et kol pri ha'etz. They didn't eat the tree. They ate the fruit. Naughty locust. Moshe said, eat the tree. They don't eat the tree, they eat the fruit. How could the locust not listen? This is Nes, this is Makkah. They could have not gone at all. Once they're going, they might as well listen. What's going on? Writes Rav David Cohen, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Yeshiva. Like we said last week, the Ten Makot were authenticating, verifying the 10 statements with which God created the world. Hashem created the world with 10 statements. So last week we learned, Barad was authenticating, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakia. So what's the purpose of Arbeh? If Arbeh is eating the produce, Arbeh is verifying, authenticating, Tadshe Haaretz Deshe, Esev Mazria Zara. Paro, you don't believe God said there should be grass and trees and fruits and vegetables? I'll show you that I control grass, trees, vegetables, and fruit. Remember in Bereshit, the trees didn't listen to God. God said, "Vayomer Elokim, Tadshe ha'aretz desha, Esev mazria zera, Eitz peri oisev peri." God said, "I want to create trees that taste like fruit and produce fruit. Eitz peri oisev peri, trees that taste like fruit and produce fruit." What happened? Ve'etz oisev pri. The tree didn't listen to God. The tree produced fruit, but it didn't taste like fruit. The only tree that listened to God was what? Etrog. That's it. So since Makat Arbeh was a replica, was a repeat, was authenticating, verifying the creation of the tree, the same way the first time around when God said tree tastes like fruit, the tree didn't listen. So now when the Arbeh is supposed to eat the fruit and eat the tree, the Arbeh doesn't listen. It has to be this way, because it's just a repeat of the creation of the world. So according to this, we could understand very beautifully. We say every day in the third Hallelujah, we say, Hallelujah Hashem in Ha'aretz. He'harim v'chal gva'ot. Etz peri. Why etz peri? Why not etz osa peri? Because we're talking about the song of the world in the times of Mashiach. Times of Mashiach, the world will get the lesson, the world will listen to Hashem, and it won't just be Eitz Osepri, but it will be Eitz Peri B'chal Arazem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.